There is a lot of attention on swing state Virginia and races for Congress in Maryland. Voters in D.C. will also head to the polls to cast their ballots in some key races tomorrow. Several council seats are up for grabs, along with a vote on whether the district should take another step forward in its push to become the 51st state.
Let's talk all about it with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who joins us live. Thanks so much for being with us, Mayor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for all that you do to keep the D.C. region moving.
Thanks. We'll tell Bob Marburg. What are D.C. election officials doing to make sure everything is ready and will run smoothly?
Well, they are ready. They did a fantastic job during the early vote period. You may have heard we had a historic turnout for early vote. Over 100,000 people in D.C. have already voted. That's over 20% of the turnout of the registered voters, and a 17% increase from the last presidential election. So voters tomorrow, polls open at 7 a.m. They're going to go out to their precincts all over the city. And our volunteers and staff are ready for them.
Now, among the more interesting things on the ballot in the district tomorrow is the statehood initiative. You've been a big proponent of it. Tell us a little more about what it actually means if it passes.
Absolutely. So we were preparing for a historic election, and it turns out that's exactly what it is. And we wanted to present to a new Congress and a new president a new petition for statehood for Washington, D.C. And attached to this new petition will be an updated constitution for a new state, updated boundaries that would include the state boundaries, but also delineate what the federal district will continue to be, as well as a contemporary vote from the residents of the District of Columbia that's going to happen by way of an advisory referendum on tomorrow's ballot. So what it means is we wanted to have our house in order in D.C. And work with a new president and a new Congress to finally get an Admissions Act for D.C. Passed in the Congress.
Now, it didn't happen with a Democratic President Barack Obama and, for a while, a Democratic Congress. The likelihood that it would become something now seems dim. What are you ultimately hoping here?
Well, actually, we have a different strategy from 2008. What we learned in 2008 is when we had the advantage of like-thinking people in the White House and the Congress, that we should have also had a contemporary package that was driven by the people of the District of Columbia. And one reason why we pushed so hard this year to have a new constitution and a new vote is because we never want to be in that position again. We learned that a new president in the first year can get a lot of things accomplished and take on some heavy issues. For President Obama, it was the Affordable Care Act. We know if it is a President Clinton, it will be immigration reform and many other things. But we also want to have on her desk and on the new Congress's desk statehood for the District of Columbia. For us, it's not a partisan issue, and we make that argument to the members of Congress as well. Tax-paying Americans in Washington, D.C. are no different than anybody in Maryland and Virginia or any of the other 50 states, except we don't have a single vote in Congress. Our congresswoman doesn't vote, and we don't have any senators to speak up for us, and that has to change.
Mayor Bowser, we only have about a minute here, but you will be dealing with at least a slightly different council come next year, potentially including former Mayor Vincent Gray, whom you defeated for mayor a few years back. How are you preparing to work with new members of council who might not be as friendly towards some of the things you are for?
Well, actually, I think that they have all campaigned on issues that residents of the District of Columbia share with all of us. How are we going to make more investments in affordable housing? That's the top on everybody's list. How are we going to continue to improve our schools? How are we going to spread economic development to all 8 wards of the city, especially in Ward 7, which for many years has not gotten the type of economic development interest as other parts of the city? So I look forward to working with all of the members of the council on their priorities, on the priorities of our administration, which are, you know, really reflect what the residents of the District of Columbia want.
Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.